Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios.
Woof. Grr.
It is Thursday evening and it's Bear O'Clock. I'm Bear Curious Dean and it's time for an hour of bear adventure.
It's Bear O'Clock, I like that.
It is Bear O'Clock. It's 9:04 officially.
Yeah.
But I call it Bear O'Clock.
But we had some rousing music to start us with the survivor.
The Eye of the Tiger. Not really Christmassy, though, is it?
I think we're going to be Christmas free.
Can we please be Christmas
free? Because we're going to be here over Christmas, over New Year. We'll be here on a Thursday night.
That's right. We're
so
not going anywhere.
I think we're going to have our Christmas deal next week.
Yes.
So this week we're going to keep it a bit free.
And of course, our good colleagues from Stand Up Straight and Family Matters had a bit of a mashup this evening.
And they did a huge Christmas special. So they played all sorts of weird and wonderful music, like I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I heard that.
Everything. So we'll let them do Christmas this week, and yes, we'll do Christmas next week.
Yes.
And it'll be fine. I mean, yes. And apparently David still hasn't got a date, by the way.
Hashtag find David date.
Find David date. So remember, messages on Facebook. If you have a look at the Family Matters page.
Yes.
See if you think David's a bit of all right. Now, remember, he does like a good sense of humour.
That's right.
He's looking for someone probably a bit younger. So
under 29, I think.
Under 29, yeah. I think.
And a non-smoker was...
And a non-smoker is another thing, yeah.
He's not that fussy, really.
Oh, he is. he's a good look, though. He's a nice-looking chap.
He's a good-looking chap.
Yes. So if you're interested, yeah, let us know.
Yes. But this
we'll
is a Christmas-free zone for the next hour.
Yes. Well, we're going... I mean, I suppose this is something you can do at Christmas because it's you know, cricket on the beach and all that. But we're doing all things sports today.
We're doing Sporty Bear.
We are. We're going to be talking to Team Melbourne. So if you have any questions you want to pose to the people from Team Melbourne.
What, like, what's a googly? What's a middle wicket?
How'd you know all this?
I googled it earlier.
Oh, you googled it.
I don't know the answers. I've only got the questions.
Oh, you've got the questions.
Yeah.
So if you have got a sporty type question, yeah, or if you want to know anything about any of the LGBTIQ sporting teams,
yes,
in Melbourne, you can SMS us 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au, but we'll be talking about that a little bit later.
I know. Now, after Christmas, of course, it's New Year.
Yeah.
And then in the New Year, it's time for us to sash a brand new Mr. Vic Bear.
Well, you know, Patrick's had his day, really. Come on, let's face it.
He's old news, Patrick.
Well, he's getting on all these lists, Patrick, now, like 20, the same 25
most
hot,
influential.
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly. So he's got his 5 minutes of fame. So we've got to pick a new Mr. Vic Bears now.
What are you looking for in a Mr. Vic Bear?
Well, I don't know. It's not up to me. I only host the thing. I don't...
Are you hosting it?
I am hosting it. Oh. I dropped that one in, didn't I?
You did.
Cam and I are going to host it this year.
Disney Princess Cam.
Yeah, Disney Princess Cam.
And Big Bear Mark.
Yeah, we're going to be hosting on the 27th of January, Friday night.
Yeah, where's it at?
The Lead.
No.
Of course. Where else would it be?
I knew it was there. It's always there.
This is my fourth year hosting, so I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Oh, okay. You know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. I've been there from the start. Don't get me wrong.
You can run a selfie. You do it with your eyes shut.
Yeah, of course I could. Yeah. Don't need Cam. Get rid of it.
No.
It adds a bit of bro. I've done it once by myself.
Did you do it with Luke the Wonder Cub?
No, I've never hosted Vic Bear, Mr. Vic. The first year I did it with the lovely Grant Taylor. Second year I did it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I did it with Rob Cam.
Of course.
And this year I'm doing it with Cam Disney Princess. So that will be lovely on the 20th. Now, if you are interested, of course, in being in the contest. They're looking for contestants right now. You got to email Pete Undy and he'll give you all the information.
Now he's
it's secretary at vicbears.org.au.
Right.
Is the email address. So, and Pete will send you all the details and let you know what's how to enter and what's involved and what you have to do.
But win the sash.
Win the sash. Because, I mean, let's face it, Victoria's got a pretty good record about going on and winning the whole thing.
They do.
Because, of course, Patrick won Mr. Australasian Bear this year.
Yep.
2 years ago...
Aaron
yep. went on to win. So we've got a good track record of Victoria winning. I'm not saying there's any hometown advantage, but, you know...
So there's about a month away. So
yeah.
5 or 6 weeks ago. Away. Do you think I've left it too late to start my carb loading to
see,
get fuller figures?
This is the thing,
milk?
Dean, you don't need to.
You don't think I'm too...
No.
No. Not
a bear is a bear is a state of mind.
Right.
It's not a body type.
It's not a body type.
No.
So my skinny little frame is...
It's fine.
It's fine?
It's not a problem.
I belong?
You belong.
You accept me?
You know you belong.
Oh, I know I belong.
You know you belong.
Oh.
You've been a member of Vic Bears for a while now. And
I've got my dog tags.
Yeah, you got your dog tags. And you've got to remember, the registration period is coming up for new membership from the 1st of January as well. So
right.
You have to renew. But it's well worth renewing and getting your cheaper tickets for... all the Bear Fest stuff, and also when the Southern Hibernation comes around as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so but if you are interested in becoming a contestant, it is a fun night.
Yeah.
And you know, Cam and I will only, you know, go so far.
Only so far.
Yeah, we well, you saw it last year.
I did.
I won't say what happened with the lube, but the different flavoured lube.
Yes.
I think I've still got the chocolate one at home.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, I've been scared to use the chocolate one.
Let's not go there.
No, let's not go there.
But, you know, if you were to join in and to be a contender for Mr. Vic Bears, you might be considered a champion.
You may.
And there's this little song by Queen about being a champion.
I love my Queen.
You like your Queen?
My Freddie Mercury,
yes.
Yeah.
So rather than playing Christmas carols, we're going to play songs with a bit of a sporting theme.
Yeah, well, we had Eye of the Tiger, of course, which is from Rocky.
We did. But stick around. You're listening to The Woods. And coming up next, we've got Freddie Mercury and Queen with We Are the Champions.
And we'll be coming back with Seb from Team Melbourne.
You're enjoying 94.9.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shelf and kicked in my and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions.
all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean, still curious after all these years, and I'm here with Big Bear Mark.
You're not curious anymore, surely not.
Woof, grr.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm curious about?
Yes.
I'm curious about sport.
Are you?
Well, not really.
But look, it is a subject. I mean, I sometimes deride sport, and I shouldn't, because it's like when I talk about it with Luke, he's a mad Collingwood supporter.
He does like his football.
Yeah, and I was just glad because I live in West Footscray, which I live right next to the stadium, and of course, when they won this year, I had a lot to tease Luke about. That's all I'm saying. It was very good, but. The expert in the studio right at the moment, of course, is the lovely Seb, who is the vice president of Team Melbourne. But
there's more?
There's more. He is also the president of the Melbourne Spikers, which is the volleyball club.
Hey, Seb.
Hey, Seb.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, good.
Good.
Welcome to the Woods.
Thank you for having me.
Have you been to the Woods before?
Not to this woods, but been into the woods before.
You've known a bear or two in your time.
I've met a number of bears or two, or three or four in my time, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, and just to fill out everyone in, because I normally wouldn't do this, but because we're talking about sports, you might imagine Seb as this tall, blonde god, you know. Instead, he's got a big beard, he's... Maybe not...
Careful what you say.
I have to be careful. But maybe not tall and blonde, but he's still a god.
I think you could be a contender for Mr. Vic Bears.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I think I'll stick to sport for this midsummer god.
Oh, I reckon you... And look, you could do a volleyball fantasy routine as you... Yeah, I think that we've got something here.
Enough flirting with the guest, Mark.
Oh, sorry.
Let's get to the hard question. So, Seb, tell us about Team Melbourne.
Yeah.
So, Team Melbourne is, I suppose, an umbrella organisation that helps look after the LGBTIQ-identified sports that operate within Melbourne. We don't run the sports as such because the sports do an amazing job of having of facilitating their own week-to-week activities and tournaments and all that sort of stuff. But we sort of kick in and assist where required and help bring the sporting community together for events and things like that.
So you're an overarching organisation. I mean, and I know one thing you do every year is the sports festival out at near my home territory in Footscray, Sports Festival Day.
Yeah, so the sports festival started about 5 or 6 years ago and was, a big come and try day where we got as many of the sports together as possible in one place, and people from all around the community could come down and try each of the sports across the entire day. Our first sports festival had 9 LGBTIQ sports available. Now we're actually up to 20 available sports within the community, which is amazing.
That is amazing. It really is. 20 sports.
And so is it 20 sports or 20 teams?
So the... I suppose the best way to describe it is 20 clubs.
20 clubs, right.
20 clubs that operate under the LGBTIQ banner and that play their sport in various different associations around Victoria and a lot of the times even interstate and overseas.
Fantastic.
That's amazing. And, I mean... Because we are a bear show, I did want to talk about bears in sport a little bit, and I'm not going to go on about Ben Cohen because he's gorgeous. But we've had the charges in quite a few times into the studio, so we know a lot of bears are involved.
I think
we've had
a wrangler or two.
We've had a wrangler or two in,
In the show, I mean.
Yes. The Melbourne Wranglers, the wrestling club. Uh-huh. What other sports do you think the bears might be interested in?
Yes, I think that the best thing about the sport community here in Melbourne is that everyone and anyone can take part in any of the sports.
Which is great.
Yeah, and I think it's really that story of inclusion and diversity that the sports clubs do really, really well. And I think you see that at sports festival when you see them all come together. And I think each sport depends on who you are and what you like and what you don't like. I mean, I like to keep my clothes on, so I stay away from the pool. But some people enjoy swimming or that's what they prefer. Other people like being indoors, which is great as well. So, in terms of the bears, it's come along to the day and see what you like.
Try it out and see what you like.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, saying it's sports, I mean, I was looking at some of the clubs you got involved. Mm-hmm. You got Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got Fender... No, not Fender Benders. What's the car club?
Oh, the Motor Friends.
Motor Friends. And so there are different types of clubs involved. Yeah, it's not... It, you know, mainly sporting clubs. You know, you've got martial arts, you've got the rowing club, the Agonauts, you've got a whole range of different ones.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I suppose the best thing, again, talking about how eclectic the sporting community is in Melbourne, and you can see from our website the clubs that are affiliated, it does cater to all levels. It does cater to all different types of people, and for some people, it is just about being part of the sporting group as a spectator. For others, it's about being more active and being more involved at different levels. And I think that's the great message that each of the clubs sends, is that it does really cater for everyone and anyone, and allows anyone to be involved.
That's a great message. Can I tell you, Seb, when I was growing up, I wasn't really into sport. It wasn't really my thing. I didn't feel that I fitted in. I didn't feel that I was that good at it, I guess.
Yep.
But in later years, when I moved to Melbourne, I actually got involved with the Argonauts. Mm-hmm. So I went along for a splash and giggle, and I had a bit of a tryout, and then I ended up rowing. But it was lovely sort of coming to it later in life. I had convinced myself that I wasn't able to do sport. But giving it a go was great. I met some lovely people, got some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really... Some people get into a mindset that they aren't sporty. They can't. I can't do it. It's not me.
Yep.
But give it a go.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. So we seem to find a lot of people that come into the sports clubs or people that we meet on the sports festival day are people that have been out of the sporting community or the sporting ranks for a very long time, or perhaps have never even kicked a ball or picked up a racket or anything like that before in their lives, and are looking for a way to meet people and engage socially with people. And again, the sporting community is a fantastic avenue for that.
So don't go into training and think you need to be an expert sportsman or woman before you join in. Just come along.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And look, as you said, the whole thing about is the inclusiveness of it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked here, we've had actually some trans people who were involved in the charges come into the studio before and talk to us. And, you know, that's the whole bit about the inclusive. So you've got literally anyone can go along and be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that I guess we are trying to get out to the community, that even it doesn't matter what letter you identify with or what group you identify with or any of that sort of stuff. Once you enter the stadium or once you enter the field, it's just about taking part and enjoying what you're doing. And there's a few clubs out there are doing some great things with either women in sport or transgender in sport. And I suppose from a Team Melbourne perspective, we're happy to support, and we would love to support that as much as possible.
How do you handle the gender identity within the LGBTI? Because, I mean, traditionally, you know, you've got men's teams and you got women's teams. So how does Team Melbourne and the sporting clubs that you've got affiliated with you handle that sort of gender identity?
Yeah, it is a tough one. And I think that each club handles it or deals with it in their own capacity with their own state bodies, depending on how or where they play their sport. I mean, right. From a volleyball perspective, the volleyball community is incredibly accepting and incredibly easy going when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And essentially, if you identify as whatever gender you identify as, then that is what you are. And they don't question, they don't have any concerns about it. And in fact, and I can speak, I suppose, with my involvement with the volleyball club, that we have quite a high participation rate and have had quite a high participation rate of transgender participants. And we continue to celebrate that because we think it's an integral part of being within the community. And in fact, here's one for you guys.
Uh-huh.
We actually have and this is a shout out to Lauren, who is one of our members who is participating in the Miss Transgender competition in January, and we're going along to support her.
Oh, fantastic.
In her quest, uh-huh, to hopefully, and fingers crossed, that she will be crowned. And I suppose the story there is, from our perspective, is being part of the sporting community isn't just about the sport, and it's not just about volleyball, but it's about the people that you meet and the connections that you make, and how do you support each other through whatever it is that you're doing within your personal quest for anything, and that's sort of where a lot of the sporting clubs lie, where they support and assist each other and really do, you know, have each other's backs when it comes to whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah, and I suppose it's like that's where you can, where Team Melbourne can offer advice, or, you know, do you offer advice to the clubs, or do you guide them, or show that, like, put them in touch with other clubs that have had these issues? And yeah.
It's really interesting because there are some clubs that have been out there for quite a long time. You look at some clubs have been operating within Melbourne for over 30 years. Other clubs are only 12 months. So we try and act as a conduit between the clubs to direct them to the right people in terms of who's doing a great job. And so, yeah, we do that. And it is about sharing information and sharing good stories and sometimes even not so good stories to improve or to move forward.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Mark, I think I found a sport for you.
Oh, what?
Well, you're taller, so I was thinking maybe basketball.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how fast you'd move down a court.
I don't think I'd move down the court very fast at all.
I think this one's more your speed. What do you think about 10-pin bowling?
Oh, yeah.
I can
bowl a bowling ball. I'm pretty damn good, actually.
Bit of energy behind the ball.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the whole thing. When I was growing up, I mean, my sport was squash because I could hit that ball pretty damn hard. And my serve was killer. So, yeah, I used to do quite well on the squash court. But, yeah, no, I've been known to bowl a ball. Mm. Yeah.
Bowl a ball down a 10-pin bowling alley. But can you bowl a ball playing cricket?
Well, how's that? I don't know.
Is that a cue for a song?
It could be. Could be. We'll be back, of course, with lots more, including we'll be talking about the different games, the out games, the gay games, women in sport, a whole lots of stuff.
And about cricket and about netball.
Yes.
That's coming up next. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr. But I've been looking at you.
Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9.
She won't be a bear.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9, Bear Curious Dean, and Big Bear Mark here with Seb, the Vice President of Team Melbourne and the President of Melbourne Spikers. And that was Sherbet on Joy!
I know. It's like, I do love that song, but I kind of hate it as well.
Why do you hate? How's that?
Because when I was a young many moons ago, mm-hmm. I used to watch a little show on the ABC called Countdown.
Countdown!
And my favourite band, ABBA,
of all time,
uh-huh. Had a little song called Fernando, and it was on number one for 13 weeks. And of course, at the end of Countdown, they always used to play the number one song.
Yes.
How's that? After 13 weeks, yeah. Knocked Fernando off number one.
Did it?
And
really?
I remember it very well. Yes. So I was not a fan of Sherbet back then.
No.
Good old Daryl Braithwaite.
Do you think Sherbet's part of the Joy Music mix? I mean, it is very uplifting.
No.
You think we could ask musical director Chris Jones?
I think Chris might be able to put that one back in the mix. Yeah, I love it. I didn't mind that.
And the reason we played How's That, we should point out, is because we're talking sport tonight.
We are.
Sporty Bears.
And we actually played it especially because we might have a special announcement about cricket coming up with Team Melbourne as well, Seb.
Yeah, we do. So we've just been chatting to Cricket Victoria about their involvement within the LGBTI community, and we have confirmed that they will be with us on Sports Festival Day and also will be with us at Carnival Day as well. So they'll be running a clinic from 10 to 11:30 on the Sports Festival Day.
Which is the 4th of February.
On the 4th of February.
2017. Yeah.
2017.
In diaries, that's right.
And they'll be running the clinic there in the hope that we start to see a cricket club form within the LGBTI community.
I was just going to say that. I don't think you have a cricket club in the mix, do we?
No, we don't. So cricket and netball are two of the sports that we get quite a lot of inquiries about throughout the year. And we've reached out to both Cricket Victoria and Netball Victoria, and both have been incredibly supportive. Oh. So this is the first year that we've got Cricket Victoria on board,
yeah.
And the guys from Proud to Play, who you may have heard, have helped us with that relationship, and so they've been really, really supportive of Team Melbourne and the sports festival, and yeah, so we'll be seeing them on the day.
I can't play cricket.
Can't you?
The cricket whites, they just washed me out.
Sorry.
Not a good look.
Not a good look? No, okay.
Like a netball bib. I could do a netball bib with you a, could nice, do a, bold
yeah, a yeah. nice bold colour. Nice bold exactly. colour, exactly. Yeah. You mentioned Proud to Play. Who is Proud to Play?
So Proud to Play are an organisation that started not long ago, and they are more focused on youth involvement in mainstream sport as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and the guys from Proud to Play have partnered up with us for some parts of the sports festival, and the guys will be running our family zone on the day.
So you're going to have a special zone for LGBTI families?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We should have got you on the previous program on Family Matters. And yeah.
Yeah, so I suppose the idea of that is to get as many LGBTI families to the sports festival on the day to enjoy the sporting groups and to enjoy the, I suppose, what's going on as well. And The other thing that we organised with Netball Victoria today is after they've run their netball session in the morning session, they're going to be doing some stuff with the kids over lunch as well.
That's fantastic. Now, I have to admit, I'm actually really surprised that we haven't got a gay cricket team, and I'm really surprised we haven't got a gay netball team. Or is it just that most of the netball teams are gay? I'm just saying. No, but I am really surprised we haven't got a dedicated cricket or netball team.
Yeah, I suppose with any of the sports clubs, it just takes a couple of people that are really, really interested in the development of that sport.
Yes,
and dedicated,
To take leadership and form a committee of management, I suppose, however intense or not they want to be, but to facilitate and organise the sports. So I guess if you're interested in netball or cricket and it's something that you're really passionate about, then come along to the sports festival and meet everybody else who's interested in the sport, and perhaps we could be looking at forming a club.
Yeah, and I suppose that's where Team Melbourne can help as well. I mean, definitely, you know, pointing people in the right direction about getting those teams up and running as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 20 clubs and heaps of years of experience under our umbrella, which we can direct new and fresh clubs to for assistance. And then, of course, there's the expertise that lies on the Team Melbourne committee as well, as most of us have either been in a committee of management for a sport in the past or currently are.
Yeah.
Now, with this day, it is happening, this festival, it's happening on the 4th of February 2017, and it's happening in Maribyrnong.
Yep.
But what if I don't live in Maribyrnong? What if I live in regional or rural Victoria? What can you do for me, Sam? What can you do for me?
Well, this year we have also tried to reach out to the regional areas as well. And we've started with the Geelong area.
Yep.
Is that regional?
Geelong's regional.
No, yeah, well, they don't have Uber there, so I suppose it is. So,
Okay.
So I guess this year what we've done is we've organised with the groups out in Geelong to have a bus bring people from Geelong Station, Geelong Railway Station, into the festival in the morning, and then bring them back in the evening. We've also been in conversations with the Melton City Council.
Yeah.
And they have done some work around the LGBTI space over the last 6 months.
Yep.
And they're really, really keen on getting some of the people that live within the Melton area on that bus as well. So the way that it'll work is we'll have the bus commence their journey in at the Geelong Railway Station.
Yeah.
We'll do our second pickup at the Melton Civic Centre, and then they'll drop off at Footscray Park and then reverse that on the way home. And they may even have a surprise guest on the bus with them.
It wouldn't be maybe the ambassador to Team Melbourne.
Well, I have a very good source that tells me that we're trying to get Christina Andrews, who is our ambassador for Sports Festival, on the bus with them on the day.
Fantastic.
Of driving the bus, just on the bus?
On the bus.
Oh. Well, she drives a pretty cool car, so I reckon she'd be able to drive the bus.
But that is fantastic getting the... And look, Melton's a great place for the people who live a bit further out, Bacchus Marsh, Daylesford, Bathurst, Balan, all those places to come into as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that earlier on we were talking about how sport can be a great way for people who perhaps feel a little bit isolated, whether it's by geography or for whatever reason, to get involved. So if you are living in regional or rural Victoria, in Melton, or Geelong, or further afield, this might be a great way to connect.
Yeah. And look, we're looking for new and different ways to connect with regional areas this year. It's something that Team Melbourne's looking at focusing on over the next 12 months. And this is, I guess, our first step into the regional sort of area. And we're hoping that if it takes off perhaps next year, we could have 3 or 4 buses come in from different regional areas. We know that there's quite a strong community out in the Shepparton area, which we'd love to be, you know, we'd love to get a hold of and get in contact with and get them down. And then who knows where that can go from there.
Team Melbourne and Victoria.
That's right. Now, if people wanted to find out a little bit more about it, we will repeat this at the end, but for people who are particularly interested in this country piece or this regional piece, the website is teammelbourne.org.au.
Correct.
They get more details about the sports festival and how to get engaged with this fabulous event.
Yeah, so they'll be able to there'll be some information going up over the next couple of days around booking a spot on the bus as well. Now, it is free. The bus is from Geelong and Melton. It's free of charge to anyone who comes along. We just need to know who's coming so that we make sure we've got enough seats.
Yeah. Now, you've also got a stage happening at the event as well. So you'll have performances and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is the first year as well. It's a bit of a year of firsts for us. So we're dabbling in some things outside of just the sporting realm. So the idea of the day is to have quite a big festival atmosphere and festival feel, and we believe that part of that is having some LGBTI performers take part on the stage and then entertain the crowds to keep them there for the day.
Very good. And to keep people entertained as well, I believe you're going to have a little bit of an obstacle course happening.
Yeah, we're in talks with getting a couple of adventure things going on the day. So we'll have hopefully an obstacle course that we can run through and a couple of other really cool activities that people can do throughout the day whilst they're waiting for their sport to begin.
That's fantastic. Now, if you want to ask Seb any questions, you've still got time to do so. You need to SMS us 0427 JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. And Dean, we've got coming up, we've still got to talk about those games happening in Miami and Paris.
Are we going overseas?
We're going overseas.
Oh, see, play a sport and travel and see the world.
That's right.
Fantastic. You're on The Woods on Joy94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Whatever.
It never gets old, that.
No, it never gets old. This is The Woods. I'm Bear Curious Dean with Big Bear Mark, and we're going... Because we can.
Yes. We're getting into... We're getting our sports gear on.
We're getting our sport on. We're talking to Seb. He's the president of the Melbourne Spikers, and he's vice president of Team Melbourne.
Team Melbourne, exactly.
And we're hearing all about the festival day that's coming up on the February 2017.
Exactly. Sports festival. But that's not all Team Melbourne does, obviously. There are other teams around Australia, like Team Sydney is obviously the big one.
I'd say Team Melbourne's a big one, but bigger.
Team Melbourne's bigger. Don't get me wrong, but the other big-ish club is Team Sydney, of course.
Yep. Yep.
And what about the rest of Australia? How are they going?
Yeah. So look, we've had some great news come out of some of the other states over the last 3 or 4 months, with Team Adelaide getting on board as well, and then also the formation of a Team Perth for the first time in a while. So they're looking to the other clubs to sort of get started. And then we've heard some news around Team Brisbane even getting started, which I guess is a great story to tell from a sporting perspective within Australia.
And, you know, who knows, before long we may even have a Australian Gay Games or something.
Well, you never know, I guess.
You never know.
So at the moment, a lot of the clubs are getting ready to go over to Miami for the Out Games.
Wow, when's the Out Games in Miami?
Yeah, so the Out Games in Miami commence on the 27th of May or thereabouts in next year. And they run for about 7 or 8 days. So it's an amazing experience. I've been to 2 international sporting events since I started playing volleyball. Mm. And just the camaraderie amongst the teams and the atmosphere is it's absolutely electric.
Yeah. I have to say, one of my highlights of my life, I think, was the 2002 Gay Games in Sydney.
Mm, mm.
And I wasn't even playing sport. It was just a great atmosphere and a great time.
Yes.
And I will always remember that opening ceremony. It was amazing. Mm,
mm. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, and the year after, isn't that the Gay Games is on?
Yeah. So the year after that, we've got Paris that are hosting the Gay Games.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I could think of worse places to be. So it'd be awesome. It'd be amazing to be over there.
So do you help the teams organise to try and get to these places?
Yes, there's a couple of activities that we do to try and assist the clubs to get over to each of the games. We leave the management of that up to the individual clubs because, of course, being that some sports are individual sports and some are team sports, it's usually easier for the clubs to facilitate that in-house. What we do is we liaise and communicate with the bodies that look after the particular games, and then we filter that information out to the sporting clubs. So that's the way that we do that. And then also there's a couple of activities as well that we assist with the clubs to facilitate. So at the moment, we've just commenced our annual raffle. So the raffle, what we've done with the clubs is Team Melbourne's organised the tickets and the prizes and all that sort of stuff. And we've allocated tickets as per the request of each of the clubs, where they can sell the tickets and then raise money to be able to go over to the games. So if you see any of the sports clubs across Melbourne over the next couple of months trying to sell off some raffle tickets, please buy some.
Buy some. So, and I'm assuming they'll be selling them on the festival day as well.
Yeah, so they'll be selling them on festival day at some of the events during the midsummer period, at each of their events over the midsummer period, and also if they're doing any fundraisers, sausage sizzles, all that sort of stuff. And basically the way that they work is that a big portion of the money that they raise goes directly into the club's bank accounts, and then that way they can use that however they see fit. Some clubs use it to get their guys over to the games. Other clubs use it for uniforms or however they
equipment
see fit.
Equipment or wherever, yeah. Because some of the clubs have huge... I mean, you can imagine the Argonauts having to buy the equipment
and
all that.
That's right.
I mean, obviously. Talking about money.
We have had a question.
We
have a question from Jack. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Jack.
Woofgur.
Woofgur.
Okay. And Jack's question, Seb, does it cost anything to try out at the sports day, to try out on the sports at the sports festival on the 4th of February 2017?
Hmm. That's a great question, Jack. So the sports festival is completely free for all participants, and you can come along. The only thing that we ask you to do is register for the day, so that way we know where you are and that you're there, and that we can filter some information to you if you choose. Otherwise, any of the sports are free of charge. You can pick as many sports as you'd like to play on the day and stay for as long as you like or as little as you like.
And are you offering a free rub down after the...
not from me. I'll probably hurt more than what I would. Pleasure.
That's going to be a good day.
It does sound like a good day.
You can try 10-pin bowling. Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't have 10 pin bowling at the day.
We don't have a bowling
bowling lane.
Lane on the day.
Lawn bowls. Maybe lawn bowls is your thing. Yeah?
Some, what's that Italian one?
Bocce.
Bocce. Yeah, there you go. Now, obviously, so we've talked about a lot about what Team Melbourne does. Is there anything else that Team Melbourne's got their fingers in? Do you, like, for example, do you get in touch with, like, professional sporting teams and, you know, what's the deal there?
Yeah, so I guess the sporting community itself is quite diverse. So we've got a number of our clubs that operate within state league competitions as well. So some of the big clubs like the water polo guys and the rugby guys, they play in state-based competitions. Mm. And others, for some of the other clubs, we just play on a week-to-week basis. So there's a few things that we've sort of been involved in around promoting the involvement of women in sport or transgender in sport, and we'll continue to do that. And if there's any I guess if there's any project or anything that people out there feel that we can be involved in, we're happy to be part of. On the 28th of January, we'll be taking part in a Breaking the Binaries conference.
That's fantastic.
That's happening in the north. So that's looking at women in sport, and it's run by a roller derby organisation.
Oh, I love roller derby.
My niece does roller derby, and she's quite good. Yeah, she was junior. She's in the junior champion, Australian junior champions team.
Oh wow!
So she was. Yeah, she loves it. Now, if someone does want to get in contact with you or the club, Zeb, how do they do it?
Yeah, so they can visit our website at teammelbourne.org.au. You can contact any of the clubs directly from our website, so you'll be able to click into the other clubs' websites.
Yep.
You can always message us on our Facebook page. And don't forget to like our Facebook page so that you can get the up-to-date information on there. And that's where we do most of our communication portal through now. So.
Excellent.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
I'm getting all excited about sport.
Yay.
Yay. Have you played mixed netball?
No.
Netball's one of the things you can do, yeah?
Yeah.
On the day.
Netball, Vic will be there on the day.
I've done mixed netball.
So you play volleyball. Now, see, volleyball is just one of those sports I just cannot do. It's like I don't understand how...
How to hold your hand.
Hold your hand and hit that ball over there. I have utmost admiration for people who can play volleyball, because I can't. Not in the least.
Yeah, and I think that's with a lot of the sports, I don't think it matters. I think as long as you just want to have a bit of fun and enjoy it, someone will be there to help you and hold your hand through the process.
We'll be back in a second to say goodbye, because I think we're running out of time.
We are. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
The hour is almost up. Goodness
me,
Big Bear Mark. That went very quickly.
It did go very, very quickly. Well, you know, when you've got a lovely guest like Seb, it just flies by. Exactly. Now, we do want to say a big thank you to Seb. Thank you very much for coming in and letting us know all about Team Melbourne and all the sports that you, and especially, of course, the Spikers.
You're very welcome, guys. It was fantastic to be here.
And I think we're going to have you in again when it comes closer to the time. Great. And talk again about sports, because we love talking about sports occasionally.
We do.
Yeah.
So we also like talking about our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page, yes, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if you like listening to this show and you want to relive the moment,
yes,
or share it with your friends.
Of course, you can go to joy.org.au and catch the podcast there, or you can go to iTunes.
And while you're there, subscribe to it, so it just downloads every week automatically.
Exactly.
And like us.
Yeah, give us a couple of stars. Maybe five.
Or maybe?
Definitely give us five stars. Yeah, you can do that. Just to remind everyone, I'll be back on Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Oh, my God. For Brekkie Bears with Luke and SJ. And we've got an interesting... I haven't heard it yet because I wasn't there, but Luke and SJ talked to a couple of the performers from Cirque du Soleil.
Is that right?
Yes, that's coming up. So we're going to have some interesting interviews on Monday morning. Now, I believe, a little birdie told me, Dean, that over the Christmas break, someone else might be doing some Brekkie Radio.
I know. I'm getting up early.
You're getting up early. What's happening? Tell us.
I'll be filling in for the Murphys on Murphy's Law on Friday, the 23rd of December, and Friday the 6th of Jan.
Oh, wow.
Not on my own, with a team.
Now tell us who the team is.
Megsy, Rach and Dean.
Yeah.
New breakfast team. So Megsy from Transpositions.
Yes.
Rach from Daytime or from Spirit Lounge.
Spirit Lounge.
And me from The Woods. So, yes.
So, it's a very diverse team you've got there.
It's LGBTI and toast for breakfast.
I like that. That's very like, good. You did well. Them, yeah.
But yeah, so we were doing some breakfast shifts over the summer holidays.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That sounds very good. So, get behind Dean and listen in. So that's the 23rd and the 6th, is it?
That's
so
right.
Murphy's Law on a Friday morning.
Yeah, we're doing the Murphy's Law. We're also doing one of the Tuesdays as well with Triple Threat. So just, you know, just tune in every morning, in fact, to breakfast.
Yeah, just tune in.
And if you hear Mark or you hear myself, what a treat.
Yeah, well, this Monday is our last one for till the 9th, I think it is.
Right.
Yeah. Also, tune in next week.
Oh, what are we doing next week? Woods.
We're going to be talking to the boys from Vic Bears again.
Uh-huh.
But we're, of course, as we said at the start of the program, we're going to be talking about Bear Fest.
Oh, that's coming up in January.
Yes, and also Boxing Day Bears is coming up, Panty Raid.
Panty Raid, getting cans together and other
And raising some money. So we're going to be talking to the guys from Vic Bears and talking about what's happening next year. And it's going to be a big year for Vic Bears for next year.
It will be. But stick around. Coming up next is Dan and Annie from Pop Chops.
The lovely boys
from
lovely
Pop Chops. The lovely boys. Hi, boys.
Hello, boys.
You have been listening to The Woods. Until next week, woof grr.
Woof grr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.